This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. Welcome back to the Relic Radio Show, 60 minutes of radio drama, which you can find every Tuesday at RelicRadio.com. Our first story this week comes from the Zero Hour. On June 18, 1974, we'll hear The Woman in Black. After that, it's Bold Venture. And A Row at the Cannery, their episode from October 22nd, 1951.
I'm Rod Serling. You're listening to The Zero Hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Suit-donum post-mortem of a vicious cycle. The Woman in Black. Starring Peter Lucas. In the Mutual Broadcasting System presentation, The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the Ford Motor Company and Lazy Boy Recliners. Also by State Farm Insurance, International Harvester, and Quaker State Motor Oil. This is the Zero Hour on Mutual Radio.
This is Hugh Downs with a Ford Car Buyers Report. Car buyers today are giving serious thought to the real cost of car ownership. Not only purchase price, but operating economy and trade-in value. What about operating economy? Well, consider gas mileage. Lots of Ford LTD owners have discovered that adjusting how they drive results in surprisingly good gas mileage. And consider maintenance. The estimated average cost for 50,000 miles of normal driving in the 74 LTD versus the 73 LTD can be as much as $182 less in scheduled maintenance. Compared to its nearest sales competitor, LTD maintenance schedule specifies fewer spark plug changes, fuel filter changes, and chassis lubes for more savings. The 1974 LTD is the best-selling car in its price class, evidence that for many, it's the best solution to owning a full-size car.
The well-made Ford. The closer you look, the better we look.
Today, a story of revenge unsweet. A family history, so to speak. The rise and fall of a man doomed to a violent end. A tale of bitterness told by a woman driven by vengeance. We will soon come to know her as the Woman in Black.
Barbara, I got the search warrant. Now we can pay that visit to our neighbor, Mr. Logan. Is he home?
He's not alone, Kyle. That woman's there again.
The young girl?
No, she came by earlier. Now it's the other one, the Woman in Black.
That's her second visit this week. I wonder who she is.
Do you think Logan suspects us?
Why should he? We don't appear different than the other people on the block.
Neither does he.
That's why he's been able to operate so successfully for so long. Roger Logan, Mr. Average Suburban Resident. Even the IRS can't nail him. But now I think we can.
That came from next door. Logan's in pretty bad shape. She opened him up pretty good.
Yeah. She doesn't seem too broken up about it either.
The police want to question him.
Well, they'll have to wait their turn. We've got priority. Logan's a very felonious fellow.
They're taking him to County General. He's going to need surgery.
You better go with the ambulance.
All right.
Keep me posted on Logan's condition.
But where will you be?
Here. I've got the feeling there's a lot we can learn about Logan from the Woman in Black. I don't want to be disturbed unless it's a call from the Bureau or County General. Got it?
Yes, Inspector.
Are you from the FBI?
Yes, ma'am. Inspector Kyle Whitaker. I'd like to ask you a few questions, beginning with your name.
Meredith Logan.
Any relation to the man you shot?
Roger Logan and my husband were first cousins.
Your husband's name?
Randy Logan. He passed away 6 months ago.
I'm sorry.
Roger was delighted.
How's that?
I'm sure the FBI knows about Roger Logan's business activities over the past years.
We know a little.
I know a lot. Want to listen? It's a long story.
I've got time.
Well, it all started back in the early 50s. I was young and wild. Just 20 years old and already married.
To Randy Logan?
No. To George Overstreet.
The racketeer?
That's right. George was old enough to be my father, and sometimes he acted like he was. Like the very first day I met the Logans, Randy and Roger. It was late summer, hot.
Get there, will you, Meredith?
Yeah?
We want to see Mr. Overstreet.
Who are you?
Name's Logan, both of us.
Who sent you?
Hey, I hope this ain't 20 questions, doll, because I'm kind of in a rush. Now, is Mr. Overstreet here, or isn't he?
George, there's a couple of punk kids here to see you.
Well, I'm a million.
Thanks for the intro, sister. What are you, the maid?
Guess again, little boy.
You want to see me?
Remember us, Mr. Overstreet? We were shooting pool at Willie's last Saturday. I'm Roger Logan, and this is my cousin Randy.
Yeah, sure, but what do you want?
Well, we got a proposition, sort of business-like, you know.
Like what?
Well, could we talk in private?
Give me some money, George. I'm going out.
Buy us some supper while you're at it, eh?
You kids going to be here long? I'll bring you both back a popsicle.
Get lost.
You better watch your mouth. My husband might not like it.
So you see, Roger and me weren't exactly best of friends right from the start.
What happened after that, Mrs. Logan? What was Roger's proposition to Overstreet?
Well, George was moving dope around the ghetto at that time. Roger had the idea to expand the operation, and he and Randy were the ones to do it, he said. Well, George didn't like it at first, but he did like Roger. It figured, I guess. They were both creeps. Before long, Roger was coming around all the time, acting like a big shot. Randy would come with him once in a while. He was different. Sensitive, you know. I guess that's when I started liking him.
Inspector.
Pardon me, Mrs. Logan.
It's a hospital call. Thanks.
Hello, Barbara.
How are things there, Carl?
Oh, coming along. The woman in black was married to Logan's cousin.
Does she know anything about the list?
I don't know. We haven't got that far yet.
Well, let's hope she knows where the list is.
Why?
Logan just died.
This is Jim Backus with news about the most comfortable experience of a lifetime, a Lazy Boy reclining chair. It's ideal for apartments, living rooms, dens, family rooms. Lazy Boy is as beautiful as it is comfortable. Available in any style you can imagine and in hundreds of decorator fabrics and vinyls. Make your favorite room a haven of gracious living. See your Lazy Boy dealer today. Hurry up. He's waiting. Run down there. Go. Yes, indeed.
Agent Gabe Franco explains the low-cost inflation coverage State Farm offers homeowners in most areas.
As the value of your home increases, the amount of coverage that you have on that home automatically increases. You don't have to call your agent every year and say, look, I think my home's increased in value, would you raise my insurance? You don't have to do that, it's automatically.
And like a good neighbor,
this is Bill Wendell saying, do not pity blind people. Give them your understanding and kindness. You can help provide second sight guide dogs for the unsighted by contributing to the Guide Dog Foundation for the Blind. Your help will enable them to travel safely and independently. These blind people can become active members of their community, go to work or school, shop, visit friends and their places of worship with a faithful second sight guide dog at their side. The dog, 4 weeks of training in its use and care, board and lodging at the Second Sight Training Center in Smithtown, Long Island, New York, are provided free of charge for qualified applicants, regardless of race or creed. These services can only be made possible through your generosity. If you know of a blind person who is in need of our services, please have him contact us. And please send your contribution today to Second Sight, Forest Hills, New York.
All right, Mrs. Logan, go on with the story.
Well, a lot happened in the next few years. All bad for me.
I got strung out on junk. There was so much of it around. Instead of trying to straighten me out, George threw me away.
You little fool. Ah. I leave you alone for 2 hours. You use up all the merchandise.
I can't help it. I'll die without it.
Well, go off and die somewhere else.
Oh, George, don't leave me.
Oh, no, honey. You got it all wrong. I'm not leaving. You are.
I have nowhere to go. No, you can't.
Find yourself another connection.
George had a lot of people working for him. He kept a list, but I couldn't get my hands on it. The Logans were the main source of distribution, but I couldn't go to Randy. I was too ashamed. There was no other choice. I had to go to Roger.
Hey, Randy, when'd you get here?
A couple of minutes ago. Who's in the other room?
Did you make the sale?
Yeah, but things are getting hot. Between the mob and the FBI, we got a lot of company out there. Roger, I'm for getting out.
Oh, come on. What's the matter, cuz? No guts.
Come on. You know me better than that. We've got enough money to go legit. So why don't we?
What, and open up a candy store? Come on, get with it. I worked too hard getting over the street to do it.
I'm thirsty.
Meredith, get back in a room.
Randy?
What did you do to her, Roger?
She came to me. She's a junkie. What do you want?
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
You're coming with me. Roger? We're finished. And if I ever catch you within a mile of this grill again, I'm going to kill you.
Cousin, you are making a mistake.
Don't be a jerk.
So Randy took me away. He got me cleaned up. Saved my life, really. We fell in love, but we weren't together for long. George was getting too big and the mob moved in.
All that we know. It's too bad we weren't able to convict the ones who had him killed.
Well, the law swooped in on the operation and Randy was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Somehow, Roger got off, and his luck didn't stop there. Roger made a lot of money in investments. He took poor Randy's advice and went straight, or so I thought. He kept calling, saying that he wanted to see me. Finally, I gave in. We met right here in this house.
Can I fix you something?
No, thank you. I don't drink anymore, either.
Well, how you been? I mean, it's been a long time.
Oh, you've never cared about how I've been in the past.
Not so, not so. I've always liked you, Meredith. I mean, you're a sharp dame. You got spirit.
What do you want, Roger?
Hey, why should I want anything? I got it made. Money, a house, big cars. I own a factory now, machine parts, yeah?
So I've heard. Randy wrote and told me.
Ah, forget Randy.
Why should I?
Because I can offer you more. Half of all this.
Did I hear you right?
Look, Meredith, I'm a man with everything. Everything but a wife.
I don't believe this.
What's past is past.
I would marry you if you were the last man on earth.
Don't make up your mind right away, okay?
Roger, I thought you were alone.
Oh, what's this? The maid? I think you said that to me once.
Come in, Lisa. Meet Meredith.
No, I was just leaving.
This is Lisa Romano.
Roger, can I talk to you for a minute? It's business.
Well, go ahead, honey. I mean, Meredith's an old friend.
Now, wait a minute. Where did you get that book? Roger. That belonged to George.
I inherited it.
Machine parts, huh, Roger? I better go. No, you better stay. A pretty young girl like you should hear this. I know what's in that book. A list. I was interested in it once. It's got the names of all the pushers who worked for George Overstreet. Oh, she knows. Oh, you bet I know, honey. And you better wise up to your friend here or you'll end up like I almost did. A hopeless addict. I've made up my mind, Roger. Lisa, get out of my way.
Let her go. Hey, Meredith. I wouldn't mention any of this to the law. I mean, seeing that your name is on this list, and so is Randy.
I'll get even with you, Roger. It may take me the rest of my life, but I'll get even.
And that's exactly what I did today. I just hope that Roger dies. But with his luck...
Inspector. Mrs. Logan, do you know what happened to that list? Do you know where it is now?
No.
Inspector, there's a call from Barbara. She says it's urgent.
Yeah. Barbara?
Got some bad news for you, Kyle.
So do I. Mrs. Logan doesn't know where the list is.
Maybe she does know who killed Logan.
What?
The coroner hasn't told the police yet, but Logan didn't die of gunshot wounds. He was poisoned.
Here, honey, this is for you.
Oh, George, what a nice surprise. What is it?
It's a tire gauge.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
What's a tire gauge?
Well, you check your tire pressure. Well, he helps you get better mileage.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got it free from our participating international dealer just for looking at the new international travel law.
A new international travel law?
Yeah.
What's a travel law?
Oh, it's something like our old station wagon.
Our old station wagon?
Except the travel law's a foot and a half shorter, so it's much easier for you to park.
Our old station wagon?
Yeah, and it has 20% more room inside, more room for you and the kids, more room for groceries. We'll get lots more use out of it.
Our old station wagon?
And right now, until July 20th, you get 4 Firestone gas-saving steel-belted radial tires on most models at no extra cost.
But where is...
And they're worth $290, suggested retail price.
George, where's the new travel all?
Right outside the window.
Oh, George, it's different.
I know.
I like different.
I know.
It's different, all right.
You're 17, 18. You've graduated from high school. You want to make something of yourself. But you don't have that something to make it with, like money for 4 years of college. What do you do? Well, you don't need 4 years of college to get a good job. Today, there's a crying need for technicians in exciting fields like oceanography, electronic data processing, health service, environmental control, forestry, and many others. Technicians earn twice the salary of the average high school graduate. Some even make more than 4-year college graduates. All you need is a year or two of technical training. To learn how you can become a technician, send for our free booklet. It's called 25 Technical Careers. Write Careers, Washington, D.C., 20202. If you can't afford 4 years of college, write Careers, Washington, D.C., 20202, and make something of yourself.
I guess the police want to talk to me now.
Not just yet, Mrs. Logan. I have a few more questions.
All right.
You jumped way ahead in your story. When did you marry Randy Logan?
5 years ago. He was still in prison at the time.
When did he get out?
He didn't. Randy died in prison. Cancer. He would have been released this month.
Did you ever discuss the list with him?
No, there was nothing either of us could do. Roger held all the cards.
And you weren't seeing Roger?
No. Not until after Randy died.
Whatever happened to Lisa Romano?
Oh, she stopped seeing Roger, I guess.
And you never saw her again?
No.
Mrs. Logan, did you plan to kill Roger Logan when you came here today?
Yes.
Would you mind telling me exactly how it happened?
Well, all right. I came up the walk and rang the doorbell. Roger was surprised to see me.
Why, Meredith, what a pleasant surprise.
May I come in, Roger?
Well, sure. What brings you to see me after all this time?
You made me an offer a few years ago. Does it still stand?
You're joking.
Oh, I've never been more serious in my life.
Oh, really, Meredith? Why the sudden change of heart now? You're still mourning Randy.
Ah, but my feelings haven't changed. Let's just say there's something in it for me that I want.
Name it.
That list of names.
You know, you drive a hard bargain. You won't settle for a life of luxury and the pleasure of my company?
Yeah, huh? If it goes along with the list.
Well, maybe I can change your mind.
Maybe I can change yours.
You know, I've waited a long time for you, Meredith. I'm not a patient man, usually. I mean, I know what I want and I know how to get it, right? But you were always out of reach. There was always someone else. First it was George, then it was Randy, and, well, now they're both dead, right? I wonder if that's a lesson for me.
Don't you trust me?
Ooh, not with my list, I don't. One thing I've learned over the years is caution. And I remember what you said the last time you were here. If it takes me the rest of my life, I will get even. Now, that's what you said.
And that's what I meant. Give me the list, Roger.
Oh, come on. Hold on, girl. Put down that gun.
I'm not patient either. I want that list.
It's not here. I destroyed it.
I don't believe you.
Hey, I swear it. Merritt. No, no. Hey, no.
That's when you found me. I didn't get the list, but I got even.
Who are you protecting, Mrs. Logan? We've had this house under surveillance for months. You've made more than one visit. The younger woman's been here, too, several times. Maybe you've seen her.
I told you what happened.
Tell me what really happened. Your revenge is complete. Roger Logan died in the hospital.
Oh, then it's finally over.
Not quite. We don't have that list.
He said he destroyed it.
And you said you didn't believe him. The list exists, Mrs. Logan. We know that. It was in this house and somebody took it.
No.
And that same somebody poisoned Roger Logan before you got here. That's what killed him. Not the bullets you fired.
That's not fair. I did come here to kill Roger.
Please tell me what really happened. With that list, we can shut down Logan's drug empire for good. And without it, well, you know for yourself about a junkie's life.
Well, Roger didn't answer when I rang. The door was unlocked, so I came in. Hello? Anybody?
Meredith.
Lisa! What are you doing here? You promised to stay away.
Oh, cold turkey. Meredith, look at me.
What happened? Where's Roger?
I got what I came for. The list.
Oh, that's not the way, Lisa. I said I'd help you.
No. No, it's too late.
Oh, come on now. Give yourself a chance.
No!
Oh, like he did. No. He's going to die. I poisoned him.
Oh, this can't be happening. Lisa, Lisa, give me that list.
No!
Well, at least get yourself to a hospital. They can help. Go out the back way. Lisa, don't lose the list. As soon as she left, I shot Roger. I thought I killed him. I wish I had.
Where's Lisa Romano now?
Oh, poor girl. I honestly don't know.
Barbara, I got here as soon as I could. What's the story on the girl who checked in?
Story's over. She made a connection and checked out. For good. OD'd. She had the book with a list of dealers on her. Here it is. When do we start rounding them up?
Yeah, the chief will let us know. Pretty sick, this whole thing.
It always is, Kyle. You know that.
Yeah, but in this case, more than usual.
What do you mean?
We might have been able to stop Logan years ago. Somehow, he had the woman in black convinced that she was on this list. She's not.
Morning, Mr. Green. Say, haven't seen this big car in a spell.
Nowadays, Caleb, we use our small car mostly.
You know, this big engine might not be getting the exercise it needs.
Exercise?
Yep, to get rid of harmful engine deposits. Make sure you're using Quaker State motor oil. It's fortified to fight deposit buildup.
Is Quaker State still available most places?
Yep, but people need it now more than ever.
Quaker State, your car, you keep it running, yeah.
Hi, I'm Jim Backus with news about an exciting sale taking place at your Lazy Boy dealers today. You may now put a famous Lazy Boy reclining chair into your living room at unbelievable savings. The ultimate in beauty and comfort can be yours in the style of your choice to match your favorite decor. Don't just sit, relax and recline sumptuously in a Lazy Boy. Your choice of quality colors and fabrics. See your Lazy Boy dealer today.
Do that. Hurry up. He's waiting. Yes, he is.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes. Exercise your imagination. And join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
The Woman in Black is an original radio drama adapted by Sue Donham. Peter Lucas was heard as Kyle Whitaker. Featured in the cast were Lorraine Tuttle, Casey Kasem, Julie Bennett, Hans Conried, and Tommy Cook. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Polis, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Radio Productions Incorporated. Music is composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman. Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Bold Venture. Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean. Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
The next time I come to the bank to make a deposit, Sailor, I'm going to pay somebody to stand in line for me.
Yes, Slate.
All the things a man has to go through. You'd think the bank would figure out a better way to handle their customers instead of making them wait half the morning.
You picked this line. I wanted to get in the next one. But no, you had a system. Stand in back of a filly with the slimmest ankles because they move.
How was I supposed to know she's been saving pennies for 20 years? What are you pushing me for?
The teller's waving to you. You're next.
Oh. Good morning, Philippe.
Buenos dias, Senor Shannon. You wish change for the parking meter again today?
We wish to deposit $14 today, Philippe.
I do not believe. Is it you?
Show him, Slate.
Yeah. Here. $14. Come on, come on, Philippe. I got things to do.
Still, I do not believe. Still, is it you? Two deposits on consecutive days. This has not happened with you before, senor.
What are you talking about, Philippe?
Well, you're surprised, that's all. Yesterday, a deposit of $1,000.
What? What $1,000?
Senor, I received the transaction myself. A man came, gave me $1,000, and a deposit slip made out to your account, as is shown here, entered on your record.
He was a short man, wasn't he? With wings and a wand and pointed ears.
A tall man. What struck me immediately was his lack of wings and wand. Now, if you please, I will enter the $1,000 in your passbook. Gracias, señor.
Let's get out of here, sailor, before this whole joint goes up in a puff of smoke.
Mario. Mario, open up. Come on, kid, open up. It's Johnny.
Been asleep, kid?
No. No, I had no sleep.
Well, I brought us something to eat. Here's a couple of sandwiches and a can of soup.
No, I have no hunger.
You're a growing boy, kid. You've got to eat. Come on. I'll heat up the soup.
Johnny, you say to me you are my amigo, my friend?
I am, kid. I'm your good friend. Maybe the only friend you've got.
Why you bring me to this port, Mariel? Make me live in shadows? Make me to walk at your side like a dog?
That's a fair question, kid.
Then answer me.
If I brought you into Havana in the bright sunlight, they'd machine gun you on sight. Like they did your father before you.
I'm not afraid of them. Let them know I'm here. Let them know I've come to avenge my father, to finish his work.
Look, Mario, your old man died in the gutter at my feet. He was my friend. His dying bought me a byline. It was the first one I ever had. Political figure assassinated. Eyewitness account by Johnny Thomas. Well, I contacted Shannon, Mario. He'll get you into Havana.
In the still of the night.
You spoke with him?
Well, no. I just watched his mouth drop open at the bank when the teller told him that he had $1,000 that he never had before. He knew your father. He loved him. $1,000? That makes the heart grow fonder. So let's eat, kid. I'm starved.
Let's ask King Moses if he sees it, too.
He won't see it.
I know he won't, but let's try. King! King, come here for a minute.
Yes, Miss Sailor. What is it I can do for you?
Take this bank book. All right, now open it. Very good. Now look on the last line on page 1. What do you see?
If you would have come to King Moses, I would have gotten the money for you somehow. I am your friend, and I will come to visit you often and play my guitar to you. I will get it. Shannon's place. What?
Mr. Shannon, please.
Oh, yes, Mr. Shannon is here. It is for you, Mr. Shannon. A long-distance call.
Oh, that Queenie, I told her not to call me. I'd call her. Give me the phone. Hello, Queenie.
You got your $1,000, didn't you, Shannon?
Who is this?
I'll tell you tonight. You want to earn that grand, Shannon? I've got an idea you do.
All right. Tell me how.
Just take a walk tonight. Main Monument. About 11. Goodbye, Shannon.
The Main Monument by Tropic Moonlight, Slate. Monumental, isn't it?
You noticed it too, huh? Hey, maybe this will be our guy, Sailor.
He better be. How long can you wait for someone who slips you $1,000? You think all your life would be overplaying it?
Would you happen to be looking for two suddenly rich people, mister?
I would. The money makes a happy bulge in your pocket, doesn't it, Shannon?
Mine, too. Who do we have to kill for it, mister? And will you issue the gats?
This'll be the easiest bundle that you ever made, Mr. Val.
You know our names, you give us money. The bank opens at 9. Be there. You can have back your grand. Let's go, Sailor.
Now listen to me. I'm Johnny Thomas. I scribble for the papers. Maybe you've seen my stuff right next to the comics.
I have. Good, too. That's why you shower bills on us? Because you found someone who'll read you?
Because I want you to get a kid into Havana. A kid by the name of Mario Carrara. Carrara. The name register?
Carrara. Carrara. Hey, a man by that name was murdered a while back. A man I liked, admired.
Mario's his son. He's at Mariel waiting for you. Pier 12. Do it for $2,000 and a man you liked. At 4 this morning?
I got the kid out of Havana so he wouldn't die too. What makes him want to go back?
Because he figures he's got a mission, you know. A grail. Sometimes that happens to a good kid.
Duck, Sailor, duck!
Get the kid, Shannon.
They killed him, Slate. They shot him down.
Yeah, that's what they did, Sailor. That makes 2 dead. Maybe we can keep a 3rd one alive.
Into my office, senorita. Senor.
Now look, Inspector LaSalle.
I have been looking. I look at you, I look at Senor Shannon. What I see is invisible, nevertheless there. Violence. The shadow of a dead man's body. Por favor, in.
What did you drag us down here for, LaSalle? We told you what happened. We didn't miss a detail. Johnny Thomas phoned me and said...
What is Senor Thomas to you?
He deposited $1,000 in my bank account.
Because he is sending you through correspondence school, eh?
Because he wanted Slate to do a favor for him.
All favors that cost $1,000 or over can be illegal. This I had to write 100 times upon the blackboard when I went to the police academy.
Why don't you stop pinching your own cheeks and listen to us?
I put both palms upon the desk. I smile kindly. I lean forward slightly and I ask you a question. I say please and I ask. Please. How did the name of Mario Carrara intrude into your conversation with Senor Thomas? Please.
Let's not get childish, LaSalle. You know as much about Mario as I do. You know his background. You know who his father was. And if I remember correctly, you liked his father as much as I did.
Senor, we of the police are never mixed with politics. The axiom is the one concerning the keeping of the clean nose. I permit myself no opinion.
Opinion or not, LaSalle, you'd better face it. There are political gangsters in Havana like there are any place else. Mario's father was a good man.
You're not giving him credit, Sailor. He was a lot better than that.
Otto Carrara was assassinated. Havana wept for him, which included me.
And the murder of Johnny Thomas is something else to weep about, because it's all part of the same thing.
I will tell you something, Senor Shannon. You are Americano. You are here in Cuba by the grace of my government. You will not meddle in matters political.
To me, it's not a matter political. As far as I'm concerned, 2 men died. Two good men. They were murdered. That's something to meddle in. You want to tell me anything else, LaSalle? No? Wave goodbye to the inspector, sailor.
You sure Thomas said Pier 12, Slate?
Yeah. The machine gun jotted it down for me.
We've been waiting here in the Bold Venture for over an hour. Look, it's almost dawn.
I don't look for anything but the kids, sailor. At dawn, we can see any time.
I'm not so sure. This could be our last one.
Maybe I ought to go into Marielle and try to find him. Maybe the kid overslept. Maybe he's dancing somewhere.
No, Slate. We wait here. If you went looking for him, the boy might get hurt. You might get hurt.
Yeah. Well, maybe I better keep it the way they wanted it. Hey, look, sailor, that powerboat is circling in toward us.
Maybe the boy's on it. Maybe he's...
Ahoy, Bold Venture, ahoy!
Yeah?
Don't let your hands, Shannon. I've got a package for you. Catch!
Got it.
Open it, Shannon, and hold it close. It will break your heart.
What's in it, Slate?
A hat. The initials M.C.
Mario Carrada? You think it's his hat?
I don't know, sailor, but this blood, it's still wet.
Throw it away, Slate. I don't want to look at it.
Yeah. Let's get out of here. I don't think Mario's going to keep our appointment.
Our stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story.
Mr. Slate, Lady Sailor, they go to the bank to deposit $14 to fill the blank. At the window they get a gratuity, $1,000 community property. To earn the money is a very small matter, to bring to Havana a persona non grata. They sail to the port and wait for the boy, but he hot with blood make tears no joy.
You're right, King. It makes tears.
Carrada was a fine old man. They cut him down in a busy street. The tourists gathered round to watch him die. Now his son. Guy yells, "Here, catch." Throws me a hat soaked with a boy's blood.
Do not try to bring back a dead boy, Mr. Slate. It will only give you more anguish.
Who says he's dead?
If he is or if he isn't, King's right. Leave it alone.
Tell me how I do that, sailor, because I'd like to know. I really would.
Give it to the police, to LaSalle.
You still haven't told me how it'll leave me alone.
Yeah, that's how it always is with you, isn't it, Slate?
How it's always going to be. So I can get up in the morning and shake hands with myself and say, "How do you do, Slate Shannon? Glad to meet you."
King said it, Slate. How will you bring a boy back from the dead?
What's with you and King? You dead happy? I'm going to look for Mario Carrada. Don't wait up for me, you two. I couldn't take it.
How do you feel, Mario? Mario?
I have a thirst. The blood I have lost.
You return to Cuba. I cannot permit this. Did
Water.
Slate Shannon bring you back here to Marielle?
No, senor. Is verdad.
You will not speak Spanish. You will forget even the language of this country. Else you will die. Comprende? Comprende? Yes. Yes, you understand. Now, Mario, you came to Havana to avenge your father's killing. To kill me?
No. No, no, it's not so.
It is so. Slate Shannon. What plot have you made with him?
Nothing. I swear it on my father, I swear. Permit me but a sip of water.
You see, of course. You are a good boy now, Mario. You have forgotten how to speak Spanish, huh? I like you. I will give you the water if you tell what the Spanish word is for water. The word, Mario. What is the word? For the water, the word.
Agua.
You remember the Spanish word. Suffer a little more until you forget. Perhaps until you die.
Sit down, Senor Shannon. You look quite pale, quite worn.
Yeah, I am, LaSalle.
The only other time I have seen you so is the time when we picked you up after an all-night clam bake, because you were cracking the clams too loud.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that was quite a party. One of the clams bit back. I've been looking for Mario Carrada. Every place I know. Everyone who knew him. He's not there. Nobody knows him.
I told you before, senor.
Before, I was supposed to pick him up in Mariel. Before, it was a big political secret you wanted no part of, remember?
This I have been trying to tell you. I still have no part of it. You have been friendly. Goodbye, senor.
Not even if he's dead, maybe. Murdered, maybe.
Why do you say such a thing, senor? Why? Come in. Senor Juan Miguel. To what do I owe your presence?
Sambi LaSalle, it is that I have come for Mario Carrada.
So? This man also wants him, Senor Miguel. This man, Slate Shannon.
Just for the record, Senor Miguel. What do you want, Mario?
To make amends to him for the dying of his father? To welcome with open arm the boy to Havana? To convince him that I did not murder the splendid man who gave him birth?
But you were acquitted of this charge, Senor. They said you were innocent.
Ah, see, but in the eyes of the boy, I want to read my innocence in his eyes.
I'm just scratching, McGill. I don't know if the boy's dead. Maybe you'd know, being so close to his father and all.
I advise, senor, let me look for the boy. Then perhaps you will live to welcome him into my arms. Adios, senores.
Adios.
Juan McGill. Thumb through his biography for me, LaSalle.
Oh, he is an honored man in Havana, senor. He was the political enemy of Horta Carrada, but as you heard...
Permit me, is this where it is to register for a room?
Single or double?
Single would be pleasant.
I can give you room 2B right down the hall. Hot and cold running water, and a stall shower which you can squeeze into with the jet in 2C. And if you stand on the bed, you can see the ocean.
Room 2B will be very pleasant.
Well, there's the pen right in front of you. Just sign the register.
Gracias. I am sure that I will enjoy it here.
Hey, you write pretty big, don't you? Took up 3 lines on the register.
So that you can read my name and address...
I'm afraid you'll have to carry the baggage yourself because...
This baggage I always carry myself.
We charge for guns according to their caliber. What is that, 32? That'll be 50 cents...
This gun does not frighten you? Even when I release the safety catch?
All right, I'm frightened. And I'm curious. What do you want?
To do you a favor. To take you to Mario Carrada. Move, senorita. Or you will see him through sightless eyes.
What do you mean, sailor's not here, King? She's supposed to be working the desk. Did she tell you where she was going?
No, Mr. Slit. I was shopping for the kitchen the whole time. I have no idea what idea came to Miss Sailor.
Yeah, she and her girlish whims. Why does she do things like that?
If it will make you feel any better, Mr. Slate, we got a new guest. It says here in the register, a gentleman from Mariel.
Mariel? Well, that's where I was supposed to pick up Mario. Let's see that register. Juan McGill. I wonder what he's doing here in my hotel.
He's registered for room 2B, Mr. Slate. Why don't we ask him?
Yeah, why don't we? Come on, King. Senor Miguel. Senor. Give me the pass key, King. He's not in.
Hasn't been either from the looks of the room. Just the way I left it when I made it up.
The way he wrote his name in the book so no one could miss it. And his address in Mariel.
And the fact that Miss Salo is certainly not among us. I will make you a thermos of something hot, Mr. Slate. You will want it for the boat trip to Mariel.
Miguel! Hey, Miguel!
Who is?
Slate Shannon. Open up. Hey, where...
It was behind your back, Shannon.
Try real hard, Slate. Open your eyes. Come on, one more try and you'll make it.
Yeah.
Don't try to move your arms. They're in back of you and they're tied. Your legs, too. We make neat bundles. Yeah.
Where are we, sailor? What is this?
I can give you a vivid description. We're in the only fish cannery in the port of Mariel, and we're tied up after hours.
What are they going to do to us? Can us?
I've been sitting here looking at you for the last couple of hours, wondering how you look filleted. I don't think you look good. Never pass inspection.
When Miguel took you away, did he introduce you to Mario?
Mario's over there. Dead. Shot.
Oh. Miguel?
Yeah. First he gave Mario a speech on politics. Then he shot him.
Miguel's saving us for the ocean, huh?
Because we're not Cuban. He doesn't want to be connected with any murdered Americans.
Fish cannery, huh?
What makes you so dreamy about a fish cannery?
Just about a conveyor belt. See that switch?
Mm-hmm. It says off.
Well, ease over to it.
I'll try.
Yeah, that's it. Now, it's right in back of you. There, reach up. A little higher. Can you make it?
I'm trying. It hurts.
It's an awfully cold ocean, sailor. Reach.
Did you bring a fish to can, or did you just come here for the ride?
I'm going to try to use the edge of this conveyor belt for a knife.
Slate, be careful. That thing can cut right through your hand.
Yeah, I'll keep it in mind. Yeah, I made it, sailor. Wait a second, I'll untie my feet. Okay, sir. Hey, did you turn off that switch?
No, Slate. He did.
With one hand, Shannon. I needed the other to hold the gun. You disappointed me. I thought that you would die without a struggle, a clean death.
Don't let it worry you. Duck, sailor. You or me, Miguel.
Stupido, stupido.
Now pull that trigger and you'll blow your heart out. Pull it. Go ahead. You just temporarily saved your own life, Miguel.
When are you going to stop fooling around and untie me?
I like you better this way.
Come on, Slate. These cords are cutting into my ankles.
And I'd be a fool to let anything happen to those ankles. Hand them up to me, sailor, then I'll take you home.
Thank you. Hey, Slade, it came.
What did?
The reward.
What are you talking about? What reward?
For capturing a criminal, don't you remember? The owner of the cannery said he was going to send us a reward because he got so much favorable publicity. People are eating his tuna like crazy.
He's a lucky fellow. What did he send us?
Tuna, shredded, grated, filleted, breast of, and creamed. A dozen cans of each.
That's a real, genuine reward, all right.
I've got a reward for you, too.
Because I was so brave and swashbuckling?
Because you were so nice about my ankles. You really like them, huh?
Better than canned tuna. What's the reward?
Come here. Like that?
Figure out a way to can that stuff, sailor. I'm a hungry man.
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest bold venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.
That's the Relic Radio Show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find more from Bold Venture, The Zero Hour, The Relic Radio Show, and thousands of other old-time radio episodes at relicradio.com. There's also a shoutcast stream with even more old-time radio, lots to listen to, all for free thanks to your support. If you'd like to help out, visit donate.relicradio.com or click on one of the links on the website. Your support makes it all happen and has for 15 years. Thanks to those who have helped out. Thanks for joining me today. Be back next Tuesday with another hour of the Relic Radio Show.